Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is election day. And folks headed to the polls. So what we're doing is we're letting candidates make their final pitch to you. Joining me now is Ram Reddy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara. I'm becoming a regular now on your show. You know, if I get in the governor's mansion, we're going to keep doing this.
Yes, and I do. I hope anybody that goes, you know, to Columbia will come back on this show and keep the dialogue going with the folks in the state.
Absolutely. I think this is a fundamental change we've got to make. We got to stop treating our elected officials like royalty, you know. And they show up every 4 years and make some type of stupid promises and then don't do anything and show up 4 years later. We're not going to do that anymore.
So what are you going to do? If folks vote for you, what should they expect? Give me your final pitch.
I think there's two important things, Tara. We have not gotten results in this state. I mean, just think about this. I mean, our spending has doubled, both state and local, and nothing has changed. Education, roads, median family income, it's all lipstick on a pig. You know, they just keep putting different things out, different one-word narratives out. You know, they talk about COVID. They didn't shut down. Of course they shut down in COVID. I was on the other side running a business in COVID. It was a nightmare. So this is all just talk. I will get results. And the second thing is this money's got to come out, Tara. I mean, the amount of dark money going into these campaigns is percolated all the way down to local mayors, councils, everything else. Matter of fact, I've already started working that. I talked to the leadership, and they have agreed that they are going to introduce this bill in the next session that completely changes these disclosure rules. You know, you can't have a PAC without saying who are the top five donors to the PAC. We can't have political texts that are anonymous. We have to have public databases that people can go up and look and see who is donating to these PACs. They're dominating the agenda now. I mean, over half of Pamela's money is coming from a PAC. $9 million into the gubernatorial race, but it's going beyond that. These data centers that are a disaster, we should never have that in this state. They are funding all these PACs, and you don't even know they're funding these PACs. And then these PACs are supporting people that support data centers. There's actually a TV station in the upstate investigating whether some of these things coming after me are actually being funded by data centers, because I'm the only one that said I will ban it at the state level because it's so bad for the state. So this has got to change. The money's got to change. I don't take any money. I don't have any donors. I don't have any special interests. I will fix this money issue in the first year. So results and money. But I have a bigger concern, Tara. My bigger concern is right now, the way this race is separated, there's only the two out of the three in the top tier are going to get in. So I'm all that stands between a 15-year state lawyer, Alan Wilson, and Pamela Yvette, who's been there for I don't know how many years, but long enough, and has no results. The state cannot take that. It just cannot take that anymore. And that's what I'm concerned about, you know, with You know, maybe this Lindsey Graham, Pamela Yvette tele-town hall kills her for the election. I can't imagine. I would not go on there with Lindsey Graham, honestly. I think it's, again, bad, shows the bad judgment she has. I would find some excuse, say, you know, I got the flu or something. I can't be on there. But, you know, she goes on there with Lindsey Graham. So maybe it kills her candidacy. I don't know. I hope it does, because people got to wake up. Come on. We can't keep doing this to the state over and over again.
Yeah, you just told me something I didn't realize. She did a town hall. I'm checking it out right now. She did a town hall with Lindsey Graham?
Lindsey Graham. Well,
you're right, she did.
On there. But yeah, president was on there, but she was on there with Lindsey Graham. I'm like, give it up, Pamela. You know, if you are going to get, I don't care if you're in a teletown hall or in a meeting, if you're in there with Lindsey Graham, this state doesn't need that. It doesn't need Lindsey, and it doesn't need Pamela. And so we've got a huge issue here. And look, Alan's been there for 15 years. When you got a state in trouble, if you got a company in trouble, would you tell your company lawyer it's now time for you to run this company? Of course not. And so this is what we're setting up for, and it concerns me very greatly. And I hope the people, I know the upstate is great. The upstate is clued in. They know what's going on. And I think they're going to do the good job. My concern is more the Midlands and, you know, where the establishment is, that we don't set up a establishment versus establishment for 8 more years. We haven't gotten results. In the private sector, you don't get results. You fire leadership. Government has got to be the only place where you promote them. So,
Rum, ready real quick. Give me 3 things at the end of your first term. They're done. What can we expect? Concrete results.
Okay. No question about it. The income tax needs to be gone, but by cutting costs. Number 2, these property taxes on cars and trucks needs to be gone. Again, we got to freeze it, and we got to fix this thing for seniors on property tax. And the number 3 is, Tara, this is very important. I will reassert executive authority. We are violating the Constitution by having an executive that puts a pocket kerchief in his pocket and goes and cuts ribbons. I will reassert executive authority using the line item veto and taking these people to court if I have to reassert my authority. Without that, we don't have a government, because you cannot hold the legislature in check, and you cannot hold these agencies in check, and the people in these family courts are being victimized. They're being victimized by these agencies, these family courts. We have reversed what our founders handed us, which is our rights come from God, not government. We kneel to God, not government, and we now kneel to government. If we don't change this, Tara, we will never fix this state. You can talk about every policy under the sun. We will not fix this state. That I can guarantee you. And I've done a lot of turnarounds in my life and a lot of restructurings. I know what I'm talking about.
Rum Reddy, where can folks find you, go to read about your campaign on their way to vote?
It's readyforgovernor.com, R-E-D-D-Y for governor.com. And I would urge people to go vote. And the turnouts are bad, Tara. I mean, only
that's what I'm hearing. The turnout's not great on our side in these precincts.
Not at all. So please go vote. But please keep in mind, do not set up an insider versus insider contest, which is where if I'm the only one that stands between them. You know, if you're on the verge of on the border or on the fence for a Norman or a Mace, and you vote for them, you run the risk of creating an insider versus insider, because they don't have a path to the runoff right now.
Rum Reddy, wishing you best luck today, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you so much for what you do, by the way. A lot of people watch you. I run into people at my rallies who love you. So thanks for doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Best of luck to you today. You're listening to 98. You're RD.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Look at the timing of this thing. U.S. District Judge and Obama appointee, Leo Sorokin, has just appointed himself president, because why not? They're all kings on the Democrat side, saying that Trump has to stop charging $100,000 fee per H-1B visa for skilled foreign workers to come here and replace American kids when we have when we have 5 million STEM graduates walking around unemployed. So this was, it used to be $2,000 to $5,000 fee per applicant, and that was paid by the employer. Trump slapped a $100,000 fee on that. Good. Why is this happening right now? I don't know if you notice what's going on. It's huge. It's a massive play. There's about 5 stories involved in this. Kayleigh McEnany broke on Fox News over the weekend about the diploma mills in India. Basically, Ken Paxton of Texas started an investigation when he was AG. And what he was looking into is the fake degrees and the visa fraud that is a part of H-1B. The stuff he's found is mind-blowing. We're going to get more into it later on in the week. Well, that in turn forced the Indian government to do this investigation they did not want to do. Here's what they found so far. Diploma mills, where you can pay $1,400 and get yourself an engineering degree without doing a day of study. Or how about a nursing degree? Even a medical degree, a doctor degree. Now, the investigation is still ongoing. Just one of these gave out 36,000 of these diplomas. Only 5,000 of them were real. They were specifically to come here on H-1B visas. Hope that's not your doctor. Folks, at this point, if you've got a doctor with a degree from India, I'd get a different doctor till they resolve this. Indian government, this is the most astonishing stat, estimates right now, and again, their investigation is still ongoing, there are 1 million of these fake degrees that have been attached to these visas. By the way, we've taken 7 million of them since 2015. Why? Here's how this system works, okay? It's a death pact. It's a suicide pact for this nation that is a partnership between Democrats and Republicans. So say we have 100,000 engineering openings in America. We've got 100,000 engineering jobs. Let me make it simple. 100,000 engineering jobs in America, right? And we got 100,000, 105,000 engineers to take them. Okay. Well, they'll unleash their lobbyists and lobby for 20,000 more H-1Bs to come to America. Well, why would they do that? They don't need them. We got 5 million STEM unemployed. We've got Nikki Haley's own son doing the rounds on TV saying, my friends who went to Ivy League schools can't get a job. Why do we need this? Why do we need 20,000 more engineers? Bust down the wages. It's institutionalized theft at the top. If there's more applicants, fake applicants, this is crony capitalism, not capitalism, who are brought here, guess what? There's more applicants, you could pay less. It is theft. Now, the death pact is this. Republicans get the Bush machine, which runs this state via Lindsey Graham. It's funded. The Bush machine also runs Texas, by the way. That's why Paxton ran afoul of them. Okay? It runs on open borders money. Money donated by corporations who want open borders, who want to steal wages using the H-1B system. That's what they're funded by. Okay? It keeps them alive. When Paxton started doing this investigation in Texas, and the details of it are mind-numbing, what did they do? They impeached him. Who let it? Karl Rove. Why? Because if you take away that money, the Bush people aren't popular. Nobody writes them checks. except the corporations who want generational theft. That's why they went after Paxton in Texas, because Paxton was forcing the Indian government to do this. Now, why is it that 71% of these H-1Bs go to Indians and another 13% go to China? I mean, we've got incredibly skilled people from, say, Eastern Europe. They got PhDs. They speak English. Probably quite actually, their degrees are real. Why can't we take them? Oh, they don't vote Democrat. Indians do. I mean, nice people, but they do. In the majority, they vote Democrat. What do Chinese do? Same. So it's a death pact. Democrats say, okay, you can bring them all here, give them America's jobs. We're cool with that, but they got to be groups of people who vote for us. Republicans are like, hey, yeah. And that's how the uniparty works. And Ken Paxton attacked that in Texas, going after this H-1B visa fraud. And so as all of this devastating information is coming out, we're finding out these degrees are fake. By the way, where do 83% of the H-1Bs end up? Entry-level, white-collar jobs. This is why people 18 to 24 who are college-educated or post-high school-educated have a 9.5% unemployment rate, because the political class in particular, the open borders Bush machine, gave away their jobs. Now, Indian, Chinese H-1B visa holders, we know why China comes here. They come here to steal our stuff. Why are the Indian visa holders here? What are they doing here? Why will they work for less? Because Americans are greedy. Wrong. No, because they're smarter. Their degrees aren't even real. Oh, by the way, folks, that didn't even count the other degree mills, where guess how much, guess what kind of pass rate they have? 30 to 40%. You only got to get 30 to 40%, you're done. Some of these other places actually do have classes where they teach you the basics, you know, like vocabulary and things like that, so you can fit in at your, you know, with your fake degree. Okay, why are they willing to come here and work for less, aside from the fact they don't even actually, some of them, not all of them, have real degrees? Why they do that? It's indentured servitude. Indentured servitude. I had ancestors who came here, you probably did too, as indentured servants. Remember, you had to work 7 years for passage? It's 7 years exactly. You go work for one of these corporations. They can work you two jobs, all hours of the night. Your visa is tied to the job. So if you won't be a slave, if you refuse their ridiculous hours, conditions, whatever, guess what? You go home. They get a slave for 7 years. They don't pay full federal taxes on them like they do on us. So it's a tax evasion scheme. And they get to bust down the wages for an entire industry, allowing them to steal from American kids while giving away their jobs. And then at the end of the 7 years, there's a reason they'll do this. Guess what? The person gets a guaranteed pathway to citizenship, i.e. a green card. And their whole family does too. So one of the most evil things we've ever done in this country is tied the green card to the visa. In other words, you can't go work at IBM and be like, you know what, I don't like this. I'm going down the street to BMW. I'm going to get a better job. No, you can't, because you'll have to go home. You're a slave. So it's double tap theft, triple tap, steal American kids' jobs. They're sitting at a 9.5% unemployment rate. Shame on us. They bust down the wages and steal that way. And then they tie the immigration benefit to the corporation, who then works them like a slave. There you go. And Democrats say, okay, we'll go along with this deal as long as it's groups that vote for us, so that eventually we can just replace y'all and have a one-party system like China. Republicans are like, aye. That's why they tried to destroy Paxton in Texas. That same machine rules here. This is why Lindsey Graham just did a town hall for Pam Evett. He is the capo. He runs the system. Here in South Carolina, it runs on Rove money. Lots of it. And that's why I've been hitting them on immigration enforcement. You're never going to see that from them. Nothing serious. Not like what they do in Florida. Because why? That's open borders money. There, I've tied it all together. Kind of crazy, huh? It's closing argument day on 98.9 WORD. Joining me now is Mark Lynch, who is running in the Republican primary today against Senator Lindsey Graham. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
Good morning, Tara.
Letting everybody make their final pitch to voters, why are you the best person in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate?
Well, first, I want to address the attacks that have through Lindsey Graham's campaign. He pointed out my DUIs and my felony cocaine trafficking charge 42 years ago, back in 1984. I want everybody to understand, I got clean and sober, received a pardon, and God used my wife and I, who I also met in recovery. We both have over 40 years clean and sober. We've been ministering and helping thousands of people come out of the lies of addiction into freedom in Christ. You know, I got married. We've been married 38 years, my wife and I. We have two kids, four grandchildren. We've run a business successfully over the last 40 years under my tenure. With God at the center, we've grown our family business, Jeff Lynch Appliance Center, now in its 74th year. We've grown it 35 times debt-free. I know how to help people and serve our employees. They're our greatest assets. I have to be their father and pastor and counselor and their boss at the same time. Also, during this time, I've become an ordained deacon at Burnsview Baptist Church, serving our congregation in praise and prayer and dealing with issues with families and helping them. And, you know, and so the other allegation Lindsey's made that I'm for legalizing cocaine and marijuana, no way is that true. I wouldn't do something that would be against our ministry of 40 years helping addicts come out of addiction. You know, and about 15% of our employees came through recovery programs and have had great careers here. You know, when I get in, it's an America First agenda. It's time to go on the offense. And I'm not a deacon. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a career politician. I'm a deacon, a patriot, and a job creator. And we're here to end inflation and prosecute price fixing, collusion, and racketeering. We will absolutely protect the Second Amendment. It shall not be infringed. And so there's no other conversation than that. We'll fully fund ICE and DHS. We'll secure our elections, and I'll fight to pass the SAVE Act and remove John Thune and nuke the filibuster. I'm 100% pro-life. Life begins at conception. We'll stop endless wars and quit spending trillions of dollars in needless, endless wars. And we'll end the China takeover of America and South Carolina's farms in our land here and start growing our own products again and bring our cattle back so we can truly eat beef grown in America. We'll employ Americans, not illegals. We'll fight to end the H-1 visa scam and invest in American infrastructure and protect South Carolina's infrastructure and start working on that, because we're preparing for more growth, for more evacuees coming out of New York with Ma'am Donnie. They're coming, and we've got to get ready for more growth in South Carolina. But
Mark Lynch,
we've got a lot to do.
Can you address one thing for me? Because you've addressed a lot of the attack ads running against you. One of the things it says in the attack ads is that you are against the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, and you want to disband it. Yeah, that's the one I think you haven't addressed.
That's a complete lie. Now, one thing that's true that Lindsey posted, another thing that's true, is that I am for defunding the Department of Justice, just like we defund employees when they don't do their job. I started calling out Pam Bondi last March. She has an Epstein file list. Let's get to it. Let's see the indictments and prosecutions begin and start arresting people. America's tired of the lawlessness and no arrest happening. So, yeah, they took that further and said the DEA and police. I'm for back in the blue in our military and ICE and Department of Homeland Security 100%, and I'm 100% against allowing judges to not do their jobs. Right when that one judge told Trump to turn that plane around after they loaded it up with illegal aliens, that's wrong. We need to go after that judge and ask him what his problem is. So, it's about bringing law enforcement. That's the key word, law enforcement. And we can't keep tolerating this lawlessness, and I won't tolerate it.
Mark Lynch, where can people go to find your campaign, read more about you?
Our website is Lynch for Senate. And I would tell all the voters today, America's watching. Everybody's been concerned about South Carolina. This is such a great state. How can we allow a traitor remain and put him in again when Lindsey doesn't do his job. He has a failing voting record of 43% conservative voting score failing, and we have the option now to replace him. So I'm asking the citizens of South Carolina, the voters out there in the Republican Party, let's do it. This is our time. This is our window of opportunity to replace Lindsey Graham and vote for Mark Lynch.
Mark Lynch, thank you so much for joining us today on 98.9 WORD. Folks, we're going to spend more time on this tomorrow. We've kind of had to jam it between elections, but I've been waiting for this day for a very long time because what I've always known in my gut is confirmed. What everyone suspected about the modern Democrat Party. They don't like America. So when they're complaining and whining, oh, Trump ruined America. Everything's wrong now because of Trump. It's all bad. Well, what is their actual beef, though? They hate America. 55% tell Elon University YouGov pollsters, 55%, they would rather live in another country. 55% would rather live in another country. So the problem isn't Trump. The problem is them. And you know what is their beef, folks? This is a divide we can't get past, okay? Gallup poll. Percentage of Democrats who have a positive opinion of socialism, 66%, up from 50 in 2010. So it's going fast, folks. It's going downhill fast. So look, if you have a positive opinion of socialism, you want to live under tyranny for some crazy reason, and a Republican's running your country, Republicans, only 14% say they have a positive opinion of socialism. That's actually terrifying, but whatever. It's only 14%. And Democrats, 66% positive view of socialism. Of course they're not happy. You know what they need to do? They need to move somewhere with no free speech, a dictator installed, no rich people allowed, and no capitalism. They'll be perfectly happy. By the way, on capitalism, Democrats, only 42% of them say they have a positive view of capitalism. So when they tell us they have to get in the streets, they have to get violent, they've got to change this place. That's why they're not happy. It's not that there's anything wrong with America. It's that there's something wrong with them. Of course they're not happy. It's not because there's something wrong with Donald Trump. It's because this is a free capitalistic country with free speech. They're never going to be happy until that is all gone. They don't even want to live here. And that's why when you watch what they do to their cities in awe of the destruction, they don't care if they destroy America because they don't want to live here. You know, we could really work with this. No, we could. We could work with this. Like, I personally would be more than happy to pay, say, like a one-time extra 10% in income tax, like to fund them maybe being moved over to somewhere they will be happy, like China. Because looking at this, that's the only thing that would make them happy, live in a dictatorial regime. My whole point is this. The whining, the complaining, the violence, the Democrat talking points. Wow, it's so bad now. We have to live through. Of course, it feels bad to them. They live in a capitalist country that's free. They hate that. And that's what this poll shows. So they're doing what they always do. They blame other people when the problem is the American system, as it has always existed, they hate it now. And look, folks, I would love to send them to China. And I would love to just go ahead and ship them over there. I mean, I would pay their expenses to go. I mean, like, you know, I'll pay airfare, right? Maybe some incidentals. Think how much better off we would be. Now, the downside would be we would have to spend a lot of money like on the border wall and you know, defenses there because they're going to fight like hell to get back in after about 6 months and we got to keep them out. So that might get expensive. Folks, it's not us. It's not the country that's the problem. It's them. They don't want to be free, and they don't want you to be free. They're folks, these are liberal pollsters. Have a good day.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.